Father, we are so grateful for this opportunity to gather together in the name of our Lord Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我为着能够奉你儿子的名字在这里聚集，向你献上感谢。
Now we're looking to you to continue our time together to bring about the closure for this time that you have foreordained for us.
我们继续仰望你，愿你把这个你的心意向我们今天的交通能够有一个完满的结束。
So we want to thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to release what you have released thus far.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为常是信实的，你要把你心中的心意释放在我们的里面。
So we look to you to gather up what has proceeded and bring everything to its ordained finish for the time that you have allotted to us.
我们仰望你，把过去我们所交通的，在我们的心里面能够活化起来，并且给我们一个完满的结语。
That the Lord Jesus Christ would be glorified in heaven and in our hearts.
愿耶稣基督在天上和地上和经由我们能够得着荣耀。
And through our lives for the completion of the testimony of Jesus in our generation.
借着我们的行事为人，我们的生活能够把基督的见证带到一个完满的结束。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
All right. I thought we could pick up and. In Romans chapter 5,
请读罗马书五章。
Romans 5 already has moved from justification by faith into the realm of sanctification.
我们已经看到第五章就已经从因信称义转移到成圣。
And so we see that the Apostle Paul is able to bring this all to a summation, and then he introduces a transition.
我们看到把因信称义的事呢，保罗在这里已经基本上做了一个结尾，然后带我们进入一个新的过程。
In Romans chapter 3, we see God's solution for sins is the blood of Jesus.
我们在罗马书第三章看到神对于罪这个问题有一个解决的方式，就是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
And beginning with chapter 5, verses 12 through 6, we see God's answer to sin in the singular is the cross of Jesus.
我们从这个第五章十二节开始，我们看到神对于这个人的罪性的问题，耶稣神给我们一个解决的方式，就是借着耶稣基督十架的宝血。
So having clearly articulated or defined that the blood of Jesus Christ is God's provision for our sins.
那我们已经看到说耶稣基督的宝血，并且对我们各样的罪行。
He then moves to the root of all of our problem, to sins at its source being sin, singular.
他同时呢，在谈到罪行这件事上的时候，他带我们得到一个这个罪的根结问题所在，就是我这个罪性。
Sin and the original Adam are juxtaposed or put placed side by side.
我们的罪性就是在这个起初的亚当的里面。
So the problem of sin has its source in another humanity.
所以我们看到这个罪性的问题呢，它的起源呢是在一个旧人这个里头。
As we noted in 1 Corinthians, we have that there are only two men in history.
我们在灵前看到这个讲到人类历史，世上只有两个人。
God's final solution is found in the putting to death of that first humanity.
那么神给我们解决的方式就是把那个第一个人致死，是这个解决。
As we shall see, Christ as the last Adam is our representative.
那么基督显现呢，成为第二个亚当，也就是我们的代表。
So through baptism into our representative, the whole race went into death with Christ.
所以呢，借着与基督的这个受尽的同埋、同死、同埋葬、同复活，
God,
进入一个新人。
God the Father terminated the first species of man in the death of Christ.
神就把这个第一个人在借着基督死这件事情，把第一个人就完全结束了。
The whole Adamic race was put to death in the death of our representative.
整个亚当族类呢，借着我们的代表基督钉在十字架上这件事上，就已经完全的结束了。
In fact, Romans 6 verse 6 says that before the old humanity was died, that humanity was crucified with Christ.
在罗马六章里面，我们看到这个整个旧人这个事情呢，是与基督一同钉在十字架上。
Then that humanity died.
那这个旧人既然死了。
And then we have an amazing statement in Romans 6:4, that humanity in our representative was buried.
那第六章四节里面给我们看到一个非常荣耀的事，就是我们并且和他一同埋葬。
So when God views us, he does not see anything but Christ.
所以当神眼中看我们的时候呢，他看我们除了基督以外，他看不到别的东西。
That does not mean he's not aware when we sin.
不是说他对我们犯罪这个事情他毫无知觉。
For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines.
因为神说他所爱的，他必管教。
So he's fully prepared to deal with everything in us that experientially is not according to Christ.
所以呢，在我们的经历上面呢，任何不是属于主的东西，神都要来对付。
In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, there were some Christians who were dying to sin unto death.
林前十一章三十节说，甚至有一些信徒不认识基督的身体呢，以至于死了。
Because of their unrepentant state of carnality.
因为他们在他们的肉体中活，并一直不悔改。
They did not lose their salvation.
他们并没有失去他们的救恩。
They lost their inheritance.
但是他们失去他们可以得的荣耀的产业。
That means they will not rule and reign with Christ.
就是他们不能与基督一同作王。
All saints will have a resurrection body.
我们知道所有的圣徒都会复活，得到一个新荣耀的身体。
But not all saints will bear the features of kingship.
但是不是每一个复活的圣徒都有那个君王的样式。
That is made very clear by the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
在其后二章保罗很明显的告诉我们。
Especially verses 3 through 12.
尤其第三到第十二节。
Verse 12 says, if we endure with him,
十二节说我们若与他一同受苦忍耐。
In this one word in the original,
在这个原文里面。
We shall reign as kings in fellowship with him.
我们就与他一同作王。
It's conditional, if we endure.
所以呢，他这次是有带着条件的，你要在他的受苦的苦难上，与他一同忍受，你就可以与他一同作王。
And where do we go for that endurance?
所以我们怎么样能够得到这样子的一个受苦的忍耐呢？
I, John, was in the Isle of Patmos.
就像约翰在这个巴摩岛上。
Because of the testimony, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
就是借着耶稣基督的宝血和神的话。
Because of let me read the scripture.
我们读启示录。
I don't want to misquote it because it doesn't always come clearly to my mind.
我不希望我讲错了，所以
let's read it together. Where do we find this endurance to attain kingship?
我们怎么样能够得到这个忍耐，好像我们可以参众做一同做王呢？
I, John, your brother.
他说，我约翰，你们的弟兄。
And fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance.This is Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
一章第九节说，我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
This is all for our discovery in Jesus.
这一切都是为了让我们在主里面能够有新的看见。
See, that's the title of his humanity, his manhood.That's the title of humanity or manhood.
就是耶稣基督就是这个新人，这是我们今天的这个题目。
So it's tribulation, kingdom, and perseverance which are in Jesus.
所以这个耶稣这个新人，他的里面的患难、国度和忍耐。
In other words, all things in Him.
所以这些事都是在这个基督新人里面的。
So if we endure.With him, we shall reign with him.
所以我们若与他一同忍耐，我们就与他一同作王。
If we overcome, we shall sit with him in his throne.
得胜的人就与他同坐在宝座上。
Revelation 3:21.
就是启示录三章二十一节所说的。
Kings are for those who overcome.
所以这个与他一同作王是只有得胜的人才有份的。
In the New Testament, the term overcomer is the equivalent of the Old Testament term for remnant.
新约里面的得胜者跟旧约里面的这些余民是同一个字。
So going back to Romans, we will just notice the contrast between the two humanities.
所以呢，在罗马书里面，我们再来看这个新人和旧人强烈的对比。
In Romans chapter 5, we'll just pick up, let's just read together Romans 5.Verses 8 through 21.
五章八节到二十一节，我们一起来看。 唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，却借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好了，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死就是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象，只是过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人作王，何况那些受鸿恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，罪人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。律法可是外显的，叫过犯显多，
只是罪
在哪里显多，
恩典就更显多了。
就如罪作王叫人死，
照样恩典
也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
So we see the contrast between the one man Adam and the one man Jesus.
所以我们看到这个强烈的对比，就是一个叫做亚当的人，还有一个叫做耶稣的人。
So picking up the theme of 1 Corinthians 15:45-47.
林前第15章45到47节的主题。
God only deals with and works with two men in history.
神在整个人类的历史中间，只在两个人的身上做事。
There are two federal heads or seminal heads of the human race.
那人类整个来讲，就是有两个总体代表性的人。
Adam is the federal head or seminal head of the original race.
亚当呢是所有这个旧的天然人的代表。
Jesus as the second man is the federal or seminal head of the new race or the new creation.
耶稣基督是一个新造的人的代表。
And so we see this contrast between the two humanities.
那我们就看到新旧两个人之间的强烈对比。
And notice that the essential part of the theme that he is building on is found in verse 10.
这一段里面的它的主题是第十节。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son.
因我们做仇敌的时候，借着神儿子的死得与神和好。
This sentence means God having done the most difficult.
这就是意思，就是告诉我们说，神已经做了最难的这个部分了。
Then the logical argument, He can do that which is less difficult.
既然最难的他都做了，那其他就更是容易了。
The big labor and work of God was to reconcile us to Himself through the death of His Son.
你知道，好像神这个救恩中间最难的一部分，就是怎么样借着他儿子的死，叫我们可以跟他和好。
So by logical conclusion, it's much more certain having been reconciled, we shall be saved as Christians day by day in the Spirit of His life.
所以这个最难的这个大前提，就是借着儿子的死，我们已经跟神和好，都已经做成了。下面一件事就轻而易举了，就是我们怎么样可以借着他的身来得救。
So you all accept that you have been justified through faith in Christ.
我相信大家都已经接受，就是我们都已经因着信而称义了。
The next step is, which is easier for God by logical conclusion,
上面一件事呢，事实上对神来讲是比较容易的。
Being saved in the sphere of his life.
就是怎么样呢？因着生而来得救，借着圣灵。
What kind of salvation is this?
这是怎么样的一种救恩呢？
Being saved in his life comes after we are justified or reconciled to God.
那这个怎么样？这个借着他的生来得救这个事呢？这是在我们已经与神和好以后发生的。
Well, we just heard that in the second session from Brother Phil.
刚刚 Phil 弟兄跟我们交通过。
Jesus Christ's life is a saving life.
耶稣基督那个生命是一个救人的生命。
How many of you read The Saving Life of Christ by Major W. Ian Thomas?
你们有没有读过汤姆士弟兄写的这个耶稣的救拯救我们的工作？
He wrote a whole book on who Jesus Christ is.
他有一本书就讲到耶稣是怎样的一个人。
In fact, you can get the two together, the saving life of Christ and the mystery of godliness.
就是神怎么样救我们得生这件事跟神自己的这个救我们的这个恩典两件事连在一起。
By Major W. Ian Thomas.
就是汤姆弟兄书的主题。
It's part of the Zondervan Classic Series.
这是 Zondervan 的这些最主要的一些经典书著作中间的一本。
And it will clearly articulate these things to you.
那这本书上把这个事讲得很清楚。
And so we have the great opportunity to discover what it means to be saved in, by, and through His life.
那接着读这些书，我们可以发现什么意思叫做借着耶稣基督的生来得救。
But God must experientially disconnect us from our old life.
在对我们的经历上面，我们必须要容神让我们与我们的旧人完全脱离。
That has already occurred positionally through our union with Christ.
而这件事情呢，事实上已经为我们做成了，就是我们要站在一个地位上，就在与耶稣基督的死上来与他联合。
Experientially, that has an outworking. It is progressive as we come into the revelation of Christ.
那在经历上面呢，我们又看到他下面的一步一步要做出来的工作，就是我们跟耶稣的联合上怎样去再来达成他的这个完美。
So verse 12 he says, therefore just as through one man, Adam, sin entered the world.
所以说这就如同罪是从一个人入了世界。
Death and death through sin.
死又是从罪来的。
So death spread to all men because all sinned.
死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪。
Now this is very interesting. It says death spread to all men because all sinned.
所以这个很有意思啊，因为他说罪就临到众人，然后呢，死就经过罪来。
Theologians are
因为我们都犯罪了。
Theologians are somewhat divided on what Paul meant by using the aorist tense in all sin.
神学家们在这个事情上面有一些分歧的意见，就是在于说众人都犯了罪这句话上。
Because the aorist tense doesn't tell you when anything happened; it just states the fact that it did. It did, does, or will happen.
因为这个他所用的那个时态呢，是一个没有讲，也不是过去式，也不是完成式，反正只是那个时态，只表示说这件事发生了，这是一个事实，就是众人都犯了罪，这件事是个事实。
And so let's take this apart a little bit, and hopefully it'll help us see the significance of what the Lord is saying to Paul.
那我们来分析一下，或者你能够更深的领会到这个神所要告诉我们关于罪的这件事。
The Lord spoke to Adam in Genesis 2:17.
那主呢，在创世纪二章十七节跟亚当说。
He said, "From any of the tree from any of the tree in the garden, you may freely eat."
说这园中一切树上的果子你都可以吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
唯独分别善恶树上的果子
you shall not eat.
你不要吃。
Because in the day that you eat of that tree,
因为你吃的日子
you will surely die.
就必
Are literally dying, you will die.
就是事实上原文的意思是说，你在死的中间就会死。
It says very clearly, in the day that you eat.
就是很清楚说，你吃的那一天，你就会死，而且是一个记住不进行的死，两个死。
When did Adam die physically?
那亚当怎么样真正的是说，他那个身体是哪一天死的呢？
930 years later.
就是九百三十年以后才死。
That was the outworking of sin.
这个死呢，是一个罪从我们里面发展到外面以后造成的自然结果。
But the day he disobeyed God and partook of the tree of good and evil.
但是呢，在他那一天吃分别善恶树果子的那一天，
And that day his spirit died and he was severed from the life of God.
他的灵就死了，意思就是他与神就完全分别了。
He was now spiritually dead, but soulically alive and physically alive.
所以就灵魂体来说，亚当的灵在那一天就死了，与神隔绝，他的魂和他的体仍然继续活下去。
He was now afraid of God and wanted to cover his shame.
那结果呢？他就是惧怕神，觉得非常的羞耻，想要遮盖自己。
He was running from God.
所以他就开始要躲逃躲逃躲神的面。
And God cried out, "Where are you, Adam?"
神就向他呼喊说：“亚当啊，你在哪里？”
That of course awakened his consciousness.
当然就使得他自己的良心就苏醒。
But there was a wail in the heart of God because God had lost his companion.
但是这时候对神来讲是一个很伤心的事，因为他失去了他爱的同伴。
Oh, Adam, where are you?
哦，亚当啊，你在哪里？
God had lost his potential king.
他失去了他所希望成为的这个君王。
Did God know about all this?
神难道不知道这一切要发生的事吗？
He knows all from everlasting to everlasting.
他从亘古到永远，他一切都是知道的。
But he is still a person.
但是他仍然是好像人一样。
And this is a real tragedy and loss for him.
这实在是对神来讲是一个很大的悲剧。
And so thus begins the long history.
所以呢，这就展开了一个长的历史。
In which God must prepare a sacrifice.
在这个历史中间，我们看到神预备了一个牺牲。
To go to that cross is the Lamb of God.
就是预备了一个神的羔羊，要钉在十字架上。
And recover man back into alignment with his original purpose.
好，把人和神的关系能够得到重新的恢复。
Redemption from sins is God's act of recovery.
所以神救赎我们脱离罪，这是他恢复的工作。
Salvation from our sins is not an end in itself, but it's a means to His ultimate end.
这整个救恩呢，它本身不是神的终极的目的，但是神中间汲取的一个经过的一个过程，一个途径。
And so we see here that when He sinned, death spread or it literally permeated to all men, the entire Adamic race.
所以我们这里看到说，亚当既然犯了罪，这个罪就渗透进入所有的人类。
We saw this morning in 1 Corinthians, in Adam all die.
在今天早上我们读到林前说，在基督里，不在亚当里，我们众人都死了。
So when Adam died, the entire human race in Adam that was yet to be born died in that moment.
所以呢，这个将来人类所有要活、要生出来的人呢，都在那一刻与亚当一样，因为罪而死。
So spiritual death, culminating in physical death, spread to all men.
所以呢，属灵的死亡在最后成为这个物体的身体的死亡，就成为每一个人都必须经过的事。
And so I'm going to give you the two options of this particular term sin, because all sin. There are two ways to read this.
那么神学家呢，对这句话有两种的解法，就是说这句所谓众人都犯了罪这句话。
Because Adam is our federal head or our seminal head.
人家说既然亚当是我们这个救人的一个代表头
His choice included all of us
所以他做这个选择分别善恶这个数的事上就已经就包括了我们所有人的选择
In other words, from a divine perspective, when Adam sinned, all sinned
所以好像从一个属天的角度来看的话当亚当犯罪的时候我们所有人都跟着犯罪了
Or you can read it this way, all do sin because Adam sinned
或者有的人说就是我们都会跟着犯罪因为亚当我们的始祖犯了罪
And since there's a certain ambiguity here I'm always inclined to think that the Holy Spirit meant both
这中间呢好像有一点点稍微模棱两可不是很清晰的这个解释那我个人是对两个说法都觉得可以接受
There are many theological papers written on both sides
许许多多的神学的著作都讲到这件事上
They debate over it
大家也为这事情有一些争论。
And since both represent a profound truth,
我觉得这两节两个不同的说法都有一些相当深奥的真理在里面。
And this tense allows for a certain ambiguity.
好像圣灵既然也允许了一些有一点点这个混淆不清存在。
I just stand back and say, okay, well, the Lord ordained this language, so I just want to see it as both being true.
所以呢，我就觉得说，神既然容许这个话呢，用这样的一个时态的方式写在这里面，我就愿意接受说，这两种说法里面都有一些真理的存在。
When Adam sinned, we and our forefathers sinned.
就是好像当亚当犯罪的时候呢，我们就在我们这个始祖的里头，基本上也是犯罪了。
And that's proven by the fact that we do sin.
那么怎么证明呢？就是这个，按照我们每个人经历上来说，的确我们每个人真的是都犯罪的。
So notice it's sin in the singular.
注意这里这个性，这个罪这个字是指的罪性，是一个单数。
Sins, the outworking of sin has been dealt with by the blood in Romans 3.
我们在罗马三章所看到这个罪所产生的一切的罪行呢，在三章里面已经说借着耶稣基督的宝血，这件事就已经把它都对付解决了。
Now we must get to the root of sins, which is sin.
那么现在我们再来看这个罪性这件事。
And the root of sin is found in our forefather Adam.
罪性这个东西是在我们的始祖亚当里面所找到的。
So to deal with the problem of sin, we must deal with Adam himself.
所以呢，如果我们要解决这个罪性的问题，我们必须要来看亚当。
And the cross of Jesus Christ is God's answer.
耶稣基督的十字架就是对于亚当罪性这个事情的解答。
This man and the last Adam, Jesus Christ, will be crucified.
这个最后的亚末后的亚当，也就是耶稣基督，他为了我们的罪性缘故，被钉在十字架上。
Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man, that is the Adamic man, was co-crucified with him.
六章六节说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十架。
That the body governed by sin might be rendered inoperative.
使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
That we should no longer be slaves to sin.
我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
For he who has died, through being baptized into Christ in his death.
就是因为已死的人是脱离了罪，这个死的意思是说我们与基督同受尽的时候。
Has been acquitted, that is justified from the ruling dominion and power of sin.
他就使我们在借着受尽就已经得到罪得赦免，然后就有了胜过罪的这个能力。
And so verse 13 of Romans 5 it says, For until the law, that is the law was given through Moses.
在这个十三节的地方的时候，所以说也不要将你们的
Yes, Romans 5 verse 13 Until the law, that is the law was given through Moses. That's in Romans 5 13.
Okay. 没有律法之间，罪已经在世上。
Sin was in the world.
罪就在这世界里面。
But sin is not imputed where there is no law.
当然没有律法以前罪已经在世上，可是没有律法罪也不算罪。
Because the law is the strength of sin.
因为罪的那个能力是在这个律法的里面。
And that is, you don't need to turn there, but that statement is found in Romans, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 56.
在林前十五章第五十六节里说到。
The power of sin is the law.
就是罪的力量就是在律法里面。
And through the law comes the knowledge of sin, the perfect knowledge of sin.
借着律法，我们才得以知罪。
And yet, before the law was given, sin reigned from Adam to Moses.
但是呢，在没有律法以前呢，事实上罪在我们身上都掌权，从亚当一直到摩西都在我们身上掌权。
That is the consequence of sin.Being spiritual death resulting in physical death.
所以呢，罪带来的结果就是到使得我们的肉身都必须死亡。
Verse 14, we see death reigned from Adam until Moses.
十四节说，从亚当到摩西就做了王。
Even on those who had not sinned in the likeness of Adam's transgression.
连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。
Who is a type or foreshadowing of him who is to come?
亚当乃是那以后要来的人的预象。
A type meaning that as Adam made a choice that involved the entire human race.
预象的意思就是说，当亚当做了一个决定的时候，他这个决定代表了我们整个人类的拣选。
So the last Adam and the second man would also make a choice that would affect potentially.The entire human race.
所以呢，第二个人，也就是这个末后的亚当，耶稣基督所做的拣选，也代表了一个新的人类的拣选。
We're either on one side or the other, positionally.
我们选的这个我们选的这地位，只能在这两个中间的一个，你不是这边就是那边。
If we are in Adam,
你如果是在亚当里的话
Ephesians 2:1-3 says we are still dead in trespasses and sins.
以弗所书二章一二三节就讲到我是死在过犯和罪恶之中。
And Paul says, and you being dead in your transgression.
保罗说你们竟然死在这个过犯跟罪恶里。
So in Ephesians 2:1, he says, you being dead, they're not physically dead.
你知道，保罗说你们死，意思当然不是说他们这个身体真的死掉了。
He's talking about that death that was transmitted in the day that Adam sinned and died.
就是讲到那种属灵的死亡，就是因为亚当犯罪的那一天，他属灵上就死了。
And so we have the contrast between the will and the acts of the first Adam and the will and the acts of the last Adam.
所以我们就看到这个旧人怎么样立志行事，跟这个新人是怎样来立志行事。
Each have consequences.
每一个立志跟行事都会有它的结果。
But Paul contrasts the consequences.
那保罗就拿这两个来做一个强烈的对比。
And the consequences of Adam's sin is great.
我们知道这个神不，这个亚当他犯罪的那个结果是何等大。
But the consequences of the obedience of Christ is greater.
但是这个耶稣基督的顺服所带来的结果是更大。
And so he builds a tremendous foundation for sanctification.
所以他在这里给我们立一个很大的根基，就是我们怎么样来过得胜生活的根基。
Sanctification is not a doctrine.
这个成圣。这件事情不是一个什么教条。
Sanctification is a person.
成圣这个生活事实上就是一个人。
First Corinthians 1:30.
就是林前第一章三十节所说的。
Out from the source of God.
就是从神这个根源的。
By God's doing.
借着神自己的大能行事。
We are in union with Christ.
他运行，我们与基督联合。
Who became to us wisdom.
耶稣自己就成为了我们的。
I don't need to go to Proverbs
to become wise.
I need to learn to appropriate Christ who is the wisdom of God. Then as I do that and I go to Proverbs, I can learn in a much different way. So God made him to be wisdom.
因为神把基督作为我们的智慧
wisdom in the form of righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
就是智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
So 1 Corinthians 1:30 substantiates that sanctification is a person.
所以呢，这个一章三十节里面给我们看到，这个圣洁、公义、智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，这个圣洁、救赎这件事上，事实上是一个活人的表彰，是基督这个活人的表彰。
So he talks about that Adam is the type of him who's to come because each have a will and the consequences affect all those in their, if I can use the term, downline in terms of their humanity.
So, in this 圣经上给我们看到那个亚当他是一个代表预表预表的意思就是说在跟他一样的我们每一个人做的立志跟行事都会产生一些结果那结果也带来我们一直不断的大量的堕落。
And so, but notice he begins to contrast the two humanities and the effects of their decision.
那这里我们要看的就是新人跟旧人这两个完全不同的结果，因为他们的立志形式不同而造成的结果的不同。
The free gift is not like the transgression.
因为他说这个
This is verse 15.
十五节说过犯不如恩赐。
For if by the transgression of the one Adam.
如果因为一个人就是亚当他的过犯呢
the many, that is the whole human race died,
就是所有的人就都死了
it is much more certain,
那何况呢
did the grace of God and the gift by the grace
神的恩典还有呢就是借着基督而来的那个恩典
of the one man Jesus Christ
就是耶稣基督的一个人的恩典
abound to many
岂不更加倍的临到众人吗
see death spread through Adam's choice
所以你这样看到说死亡就是因为亚当他的选择造成的。
But it's much more did the grace of God and the gift of grace of the one man Jesus Christ overflow and abound to the many.
可是你要看到就是神的恩典是更加加倍的临到我们众人的就是借着耶稣基督这一个人。
Notice the one man Christ.
注意这里讲到基督的一个人。
Verse 16, and the gift is not like, or is not to be compared, which came to the one who sinned.
因为他这里讲到说，因一人犯罪就定罪，不如恩赐。
For on the one hand, the judgment, that is God's judgment upon on Adam because of his sin.
那就一面来说呢，就是因为亚当犯罪而得的这个审判。
It arose from one single transgression.
就是因为他的一次的犯罪。
Resulting in the condemnation not only of Adam but all those in Adam.
使得亚当还有众人通通都被定罪。
But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions.
所以照样呢，有一个恩典的这个礼物赐给我们。
Resulting in justification.
也是因为一次的义行，就叫众人通通可以称义得生命。
Justification just means that God is righteous in pronouncing us right, righteous.
在称义这件事情讲白一点，就是说神这个人是公义的，他并且呢，他宣告说我们算是公义了。
That's already been established in Romans 3 and 4 and 5 through 11.
这件事情在罗马书三章里面第五到十一节里面讲得很清楚。
So we notice the contrast, verse 17.
所以我们看到这个明显的对比。
If by the transgression of the one, Adam,
如果因为一个人的过犯，
death reigned through the one, Adam,
死就借着这一个人能够
much more means it's much more certain,
来做王的话，那更何况呢？
Those who received abundance of grace.
那些呢，受洪恩。
I'm going to stop here for just a moment because I want you to get this.
我让你们想一想。
The word receive is present tense.
受洪恩，这个受是说现在接受。
It's not a one-time receiving.
它不是一个过去接受，好像有一次已经接受了这个洪恩。
You remember verse 10, being saved by his life?
第十节说我们因基督得生。
Well, this is how we are saved moment by his life.
所以这个得生因生而得救这个事情是一个时时刻刻不断进行的，不是过去一次的事。
This word receive is a present tense.
这个受洪恩是说现在接受。
So let's read it again. For it,
再来读。
If by the transgression of the one, Adam,
一起看第十八节说因一次的过犯。
Spiritual death resulting in physical death reigned through the one.
这个属灵的死和这个身体的死就在我们身上做完，因为一个人。
It is much more certain that those who go on receiving the abundance of grace.
那更何况呢？那些受洪恩又蒙所赐的义的人。
And the gift of righteousness, which is always available in the man Christ Jesus.
这个得义的这个洪恩是永远借着耶稣基督。一直在我们都可以去支取的。
This gift of righteousness is not for salvation in terms of initial salvation.
所以这里所讲的这个礼物哈，称义的这个礼物，不是讲到我们最早因信称义那件事上。
This is what Phil was talking about. It's the gift of righteousness that comes through a moment by moment faith in Christ who is our righteousness.
所以这里跟那个第三章讲的是不同的。这个所赐之义是讲的一个时时刻刻一直不断进行得与称义这件事上。
So we go on receiving the abundance of grace and we go on receiving every time we need it, the gift of righteousness, what will the result be?
所以呢，每一次当我们需要的时候，我们就一直到他那里去，时时刻刻支取这个洪恩。
What does it say?
这里说什么？
What does your Bible say?
你们的圣经怎么说？
If we go on receiving the abundance of grace and the righteousness, what will the result?
说如果我们受了洪恩会有什么结果？
Reigning in life, that ought to be a shout, that ought to cause an earthquake, that ought to cause a
earthquake. 就是我们可以在生命作王，这个你们活着就应该要叫叫，喊一喊，跳一跳的。
There ought to be a revival going on right about now. Will reign in life through one, the last Adam, but now the second man in resurrection.Jesus Christ.
怎么样在生命中作王呢？就是跟过去相反的，是在耶稣基督这一个人，这个人的显出里面一直作王。
The word reign is a has in the root kingship.
作王这个事情，它就是根源，就是说有这个王的这个称号。
See, Jesus is Basileus. He is king.
耶稣基督是王。
The realm and sphere in which he reigns as God's king. Is called a kingdom.
这个他所王的这个属灵的境界称为国度。
That's basileia.
就是巴塞利亚这个字。
The verb is basileuo.
那么这个basileuo 这个就是希腊文，就是这个动词。
So those who much more certain, those who go on receiving the abundance, the overflow, the excess of grace, and the gift of righteousness, will reign as kings in life through the agency of the one Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲到，我们会承受时刻承受这一个宏恩，就是借着耶稣基督这一个人，他这个人去支取我们一直不断生命中作王。
See that little preposition reigning through?
你们看到没有？这个作王是要借着什么？
Won't be through your efforts or my efforts.
不是借着我们个人的努力。
It's through the one Jesus Christ.
乃是因耶稣基督这个人。
In other words, saved by his life, verse 10.
所以我们就是我们第十节所说的，我们更要因他的生而得救。
Oh, Paul must be just absolutely ecstatic. So then.
我相信保罗写到这里的时候，当时一定是简直兴奋得不得了。
As through one transgression, there resulted in condemnation to all.
看到，就是因为一个人犯罪，所有人都被定罪。
Even so, through the one act of righteousness.
同样的，因为一个人的顺从。
There resulted in justification of life to all men.
众人也都可以称义。
What is this act of righteousness?
这个称义这个是什么？
Jesus loved not his life.
就是耶稣他不爱惜自己的生命。
He said, "Sacrifice and offering thou hast not desired, Heavenly Father."
他说祭祀是你所不喜悦的。
But a body you have prepared.
但是你又预备了身体。
I have come to do your will.
我来将身体献上，为了照你的旨意行。
John 8, he says, I always do those things that are pleasing the Father.
约翰八章说，我一直做讨父喜悦的事。
My will is to do the will of him who sent me.
我的旨意乃叫做差我来者的旨意。
And when under the most severe temptation, he said, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from me.
在克西玛尼园中，他遇到一个最大的一个挑战。他就说对神说，父啊，若是可行，请将这杯离开我。
Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
但是不照我的旨意行，乃要照你的旨意行。
His whole life was one act of righteousness.
他的一生乃是一个顺服的生命。
And that whole life resulted in being obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
那结果呢？就是存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And so through the one act of righteousness that resulted in the justification of life to all men.
所以的，因着一人的顺从，众人就成为义了。
What does he mean by justification of life?
我懂不懂这个什么意思？叫成为义。
When Adam sinned, the life went out.
就是当亚当犯罪的时候，那个生命就出去了。
How can God restore life to a man who willfully sinned and is now paying the consequences, dead in trespasses?
那神要怎么样来恢复一个人，他呢因为选择要犯罪，而现在就已经死在过犯中间的人呢？
Well, in Christ, God is justified in restoring man to life.
但是在耶稣基督里面，神是很有理由可以恢复人和神的关系的。
So the very thing that men need, life, is restored.
就是人所需要的最重要的事情，就是我们这个属灵生命这件事情得着恢复了。
In John 1:4, it states that the light was the light of men.
约翰一书四章说到，这个生命就是人的光。
You see, before Adam sinned, whatever knowledge he had, it sprang from life.
你知道在亚当犯罪以前，他所有一切，不管是什么亮光、什么智慧，都是从这个属灵生命里出来的。
When Adam sinned, the life went out.
所以在他犯罪了以后，这个属灵生命就他就失去了。
And therefore, knowledge no longer sprang from life.
这个他一切的知识跟判断就不再从生命这个源头来。
It sprang from an active soul that.Had to labor to gain understanding.
是从这魂的里面拼命努力来能够分辨善恶。
How many of you have obtained a PhD?
你们中间有几个 PhD?
You didn't gain that knowledge from the source of life.
你得这个学位的时候，不是因为你这个属灵生命里面的智慧得来的。
You may have got gray hair and a few wrinkles.
也许为了得这 PhD， 你头发也变白了，皱纹也满脸。
I always appreciate PhDs because they know how to organize things well when they write.
我总是觉得蛮佩服 PhD 的，因为他们都知道这个怎么样去写东西的时候写得很有组织。
And they footnote things very well.
他们也很会加注解。
So that's I'm very grateful for those gifts.
我觉得 PhD 的这些恩赐，我觉得蛮感谢的。
But you see, there is a light that springs from life.
但是呢，另外有一种生命，它是从生命里头活出来的。
Let's just notice that just a statement that is made in the Gospel of John.
我们来一起看一下，在那个约翰福音里面。
It's quite amazing. He's there are many things that describe and define who Jesus is.
他跟我们告诉我们耶稣是怎样的一个人。
And the in sense the Gospel of John is mainly reflective and it's not writing from the actual events, but looking back retrospectively.
约翰福音的写法比较不同，它不是只是单调的记录一些发生的事情，乃至一些叫我们深思，从另外一个角度来看。
We see John's Holy Spirit guided meditation on the person of Christ.
我们就看到这个约翰福音他怎么样来讲到这个基督这个人。
In Rome, see John chapter 8 verse 12.
约翰福音第八章十二节。
John chapter 8 and verse 12. Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world.
耶稣对众人说我是世界的光。
Present tense, he who goes on following me
他用现在时说现在跟从我的呢
shall not walk in darkness
就不在黑暗里走
but shall continuously have the light of life
必要得着生命的光。
So the grammar, I'll give it to you the way it actually is in the original.
让我给你们解释一下这个原文的文法这里怎么说。
He will have the light, which is defined by the life.
这里讲到说这个跟从他的人呢，会得到一种光。这个光是怎么来的呢？是生命的光。
Or another way to read it, he'll have the A light that springs or originates from the light.
这里这个正式的这个翻译应该是说，你会得到一种光，这个光是从属灵的生命里面发射出来的。
And he says later on, I am that light.
然后后面告诉我们说，我就是那光。
So if we have Christ as our all and in all.
所以如果基督真的是我们的一切，又住在我们一切事情的里面。
And he is the center of our consciousness and focus.
他是我们一切事情的中心。
He is the root and foundation of our being.
他也是我们这个人整个人所是的根基和这个起源。
And he too will be the source of our life and all the fruit that comes from our life.
他也会成为我们一切这些果子的起源。
So God is now justified to impart life.
所以我们看到说神在这里能够就是很自然可以把生命赐给我们
through the one act of righteousness of Jesus Christ
因着耶稣基督的义行
Now I love to read lexicons a lexicon, a Greek lexicon I like to sit down and just read them
我很喜欢读希腊文
and I have different ones in my study
我有各种不同的希腊文的书
and one of the best definitions of righteousness I've ever read
我所读到关于这个公义这件事情最好的一个定义
is found in Abbot Smith's lexicon.
是在这个 Abbot Smith 的lexicon 里面。
Righteousness is defined as that which is the will of God.
那公义呢？它的定义是这样说的，就是神的旨意。
It is the revelation of the will of God in the Word of God.
神的旨意和神的话启示给我们。
And then the doing of that will in thought, word, and deed.
那么我们启示得到这个启示以后，我们在思想、言语和行动上活出来。
So Jesus perfectly did the will of God in thought, word, and deed.
我们看到了耶稣基督呢，他把神的思想、神的言语跟神的行动，确确实实的活给我们看。
Are any of you perhaps tired of trying to do better?
I'm sorry.
Are any of you tired of trying to do better?
你们中间有没有什么人觉得已经实在是想一直想要改变自己，实在是想的都想累了
？You see, there is a, and I'm going to come back to this verse, but I want you to see an amazing statement found in the book of Hebrews.
我让你们看一下，在希伯来书里面有一件很奇妙的话。
It's in Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章。
And we'll just begin with verse 8.
希伯来是第五章第八节。
We'll read verse 8 and 9.
第八第九节。
Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. So although he was a son, Hebrews 5 and verse 8. Now God is very practical, and we too learn, hopefully, we learn obedience to the things we suffer.
神是很实际的，我希望我们也跟耶稣一样，借着我们所受的所有的苦难，学会顺从这件事。
Now Jesus Christ, as the eternal Son of God, does not need to learn obedience.
你知道耶稣是神的儿子，说实话，他不需要学什么顺从这件事。
But as Son of Man, he learned obedience.
但是按照他是人的儿子这样的一个角度来看，他还得学顺从这件事。
But in the original, there is something that stands out that specifies this obedience.
在原文里面呢，这里有一件事情很特别的来说明这种顺从。
So although Jesus in his very character and nature was a son.
所以呢，耶稣基督呢，虽然按照他自己的本性来说，他是神的儿子。
He learned the obedience from the things which he suffered.
他还因着他所受的苦难呢，学了这个特别的顺从。
Now, why would the Holy Spirit put the definite article in front of obedience?
那为什么他在这个顺从的前面加了一个 the 呢？就好像这一个特别的顺从呢？
First, it was the obedience that God required from Adam, but of course, was not obtained.
因为这个顺从是件很特别的事，就是原来神希望在亚当的身上能得着的这个顺从，没有得着。
It's the obedience he requires and expects from the entire human race.
这个顺从就是他对于整个人类他所盼望得着的那个顺从。
But Jesus learned that obedience.
那耶稣来了呢？他因为他所受的苦难呢？
From the things which he suffered.
学了那一种顺从。
The things which he suffered before he went to the cross.
也就是他所受的一切的苦难，就是在钉在十字架之前所有的苦难。
So in that humanity,
那在他的人性里，
that is now a perfected humanity.
这是这个新人里。
God holds the key.
神他那里的有一个钥匙。
To your obedience and mine.
这个就是我你和我这个新的这个顺从的钥匙。
So I come to the Lord Jesus for an obedience that I cannot perfect.
所以呢，如果你想要得到这种完全的顺从，你只有来到耶稣那里。
So when we are caught up in our many failures.
所以如果我们常常失败的时候。
I come to you, Lord Jesus, and I receive you and all that you are as perfect obedience to God in this situation.
那我们来到耶稣的面前说，主啊，我来到你这里，我愿意从你这里接受你那个完全的顺从。
And therefore, having become perfect, that is complete and mature in his manhood.
那他既然得以完全。
He became through death, burial, resurrection, and ascension.
就为凡顺从他的人。
And now in the person of the Holy Spirit, He became to all those who obey him,
就是所有顺从他的人,
the source of eternal salvation.
他成了一个永远得救的根源。
Eternal salvation covers from initial salvation, from sins.
这永远得救这件事情呢，包括了最早的这个因信称义，使我们脱离罪这件事。
And salvation from the present power of sin.
还有呢，就是一路沉睡生活，这个从这个罪的这个能力里面得胜的是。
It's a so great salvation.
I'm sorry.
It's a so great salvation.
So great.
Yes, you mentioned in Hebrews 2.
Okay, 就是，就是希伯来书二章里面所提到的这个极大的救恩这件事。
So now, if we return back to the Romans 5 and picking up verse 19.
所以我们再读罗马书五章十九节。
Verse 19, for as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made, that is, constituted sinners.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。
And here we have it. Even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
照样，因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
Not only just made righteous positionally.
这个不是指的那个因信称义上那个我们得到一个称义的地位的这件事。
But made righteous experientially.
这是乃到讲的一个一直诚意的这个经历的。
How? By those who go on receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, verse 17.
就是十七节那个，我们一直来到他的面前来承受这个大的洪恩，那使得这个我们得到这个得地的生活。
So we see the contrast between two humanities all the way through this passage.
现在呢，你这一段里面一直都是看到新人跟旧人的对比。
And then verse 20, and the law came in that transgression might increase.
律法本是外添的。
Because the law stimulates and draws out and defines sin for what it is.
你叫过犯显多，因为借着这个罪呢，它定义了，也就显出了所有什么东西是罪，哪这样是罪或者那里是罪。
We see that in Romans 7, verse 7 and following.
所以呢，罗马七章七节里面我们有看到。
But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more.
只是罪在哪里显多，恩典也就更显多了。
That as sin reigned as king in death,
就如同罪作王叫人死。
Even so, grace might reign through righteousness.
那更加呢，就是恩典借着义作。
To eternal life.
叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Through the agency of Jesus Christ our Lord.
这个得永生是借着耶稣基督。
This grace reigning through righteousness to eternal life.Indicates that eternal life is now the goal.
现在就讲到这个恩典呢，他就在借着义作王，所以我们得到永生这个目的。
We have received eternal life.
我们接受永生。
Like Paul told Timothy, lay hold of eternal life.
保罗又告诉提摩太说，你要抓住持定这个永生。
So now eternal life is the goal in terms of growing up into Christ with reverence to all.
所以看到这里啊，这个永生是好像是一个目标，是要我们去持定的。
Just a couple more passages, and I don't know that there would be much more that I would have us look at. So let's try let's look at Ephesians.
我们一起读以弗所书。
Pick up Ephesians 2, verse 14.
二章十四节。
He's contrasting two categories within the humanity of the old Adam.
他在这里呢，叫我们看到就是在这旧人里面有两类。
In the old Adam, you have pagan Gentile and religious self-righteous Jew.
有两种人，一种就是这些自以为是的这些犹太人，还有就是一些不信神的外邦人。
Both are dead to God.
这两种人都是一样，都是在神的看来呢，都是死的。
So verse 14.
十四节。
For Jesus Christ, He Himself is our peace.
这里讲到基督是我们的和平。
Peace means that the enmity that existed between man and God.
这个和睦的意思就是说，本来是我们跟神中间有一个很大的过节。
Has been removed through the death of Christ and our being reconciled to God.
那这个大的过节呢，借着耶稣基督的死呢，使得我们跟神有了和睦。
So peace with God means we are reconciled to God.
所以这里跟神和睦的意思就是说，我们跟他和好了。
And therefore we can enjoy the peace of God.
所以我们就可以有这个平安。
So He Himself is our peace.
他自己是我们的平安。
Who made both groups, Jew and Gentile?
那耶稣呢？他把那个犹太人跟外邦人呢
？Into one.
合二为一。
One what?
一个什么
？Verse 15, one new man.
就是十五节讲的那个一个新人。
The word new means new in species and new in character.
这个新的意思是说，不但他讲的是一个新的族类，并且这个新的这个族类是有一个新的性情的。
It's not so much new in time. There's another word for that. This is emphasizing the new quality of the humanity.
这个新字呢，不是指时间上的新旧。
Therefore, establishing peace between the former warring parties.
所以呢，现在耶稣成为了一个和睦，就是在过去两个作对的这两下中间呢，成为了一个和睦。
So if you have conflicts with one another in your home and wherever, do you think it's possible that there might be an answer in this one new humanity?
所以呢，如果你在家里，譬如说有一些不和睦的事，你觉得你们能够成为一吗？在这个新人里面。
Phil was sharing with me that as he lives and relates to his wife and his kids, sometimes things will come forth that are not of the new humanity. You'll say, was that what you just expressed, or what I just saw? Is that coming from Christ, or is that coming from the old?
他这个费欧弟兄跟我交通到说，他在家里的时候，有些事情会发现，这个东西出来啊。 实在不是新人，所以他会问，譬如说他的妻子说，你刚刚所说的那话是从新人里面来的呢，还是旧人里来的？
You see, that's what a real family is for, to keep us on the ground of Christ.
你知道吗？这就是家人的好处，他就是要你啊，能够谦卑、脚踏实地，那么在地上过日子。
So this fullness of Christ can be actually experienced in our everyday living.
好像呢，耶稣基督的丰满在你每天的生活里面能够活得出来。
I mean, I can be driving the car, and it's like I'm not even born again when I'm out of traffic.
我跟你讲啊，我开车的时候，如果碰到那个塞车，那有时候你看我，那真的好像一个完全没得救的人一样。
It's like if I'm not on my toes, I become another man.
如果我不好好注意我自己的话，那一碰到堵车了，我就好像变了一个人。
You hear in California, it's called road rage, and people shoot each other.
你们听过在加州有些人呢，在道路上就发那个怒风了啊，看到人会还要开枪打。
In order to protect myself from that potential, I just don't carry a gun with me.
那为了保守自己不要做出这么伤天害理的事啊，所以我就不开车都不带枪。
So my wife is with me, and I have to discipline myself to lay hold of that which I naturally do not have.
那常常我的太太呢就坐在我的旁边的话，那我还得真的是要必须要节制我自己，不要做出那个不该做的事。
In New York, someone will come right up on your tail end or come right in and cut over right in front of you.
我在纽约常常有人啊，就是跑来跟你车子靠好近，要么就插在你的前面。
You know, that's an opportunity to lay hold of the Lord Jesus Christ and His patience.
对我来讲呢，那就是一个非常好的机会，让我好好的抓住主耶稣基督和他的忍耐。
So this is not theoretical, this is the real deal.
所以今天我讲不是什么大道理，这实在是一个很真实实际的事。
Now if God can bring peace between Jew and Gentile, He could bring peace between Shiite and Sunnis.
所以呢，这个神如果说能够把这个犹太人跟外邦人中间都能够成就一个和睦的话，他更能够在Shiite and Sunnis.
Yeah, these are the two divisions in Islam.
对，就是这个回教徒中间的两个极端派跟保守派中间也可以成为一个成就一个和睦。So
if we had an intelligent strategy in our State Department, we would send missionaries into Iraq and protect them by the military from the Muslims.
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Yeah, if we had an intelligent strategy,
if our government is really intelligent, he should send
Iraq. We'd send as many missionaries that would be willing to go.
就是让所有愿意到伊拉克去的宣教士，通通都赶快把他们送去。And to
preach the gospel, so they could see how to be reconciled to God and to one another.
好，叫他们把福音传给他们，让他们认识怎么样可以跟神得着和睦，还有在他们彼此之间能够得着和睦。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
就是在耶稣基督这个新人里面。
And here would be the mandate. If you kill a missionary, then the military will kill you.
那时候我们就会有一个好像一个规定，说你要谁杀了一个宣教士的话，我们的军队就把你杀死。Because
it's the arm of government to deal with the wicked, so let them deal with the wicked.
所以呢，这个是好像他们就是好像是我们政府的绑臂，伸出去的绑臂，那让这些宣教士们来对付这些邪恶的事。Now
let the missionaries do their work, because they're not going to be using arms.
这些宣教士们是不会用武器的。
And that would be the most intelligent strategy of dealing with the problem in
America. 我觉得这是我们政府啊最最最聪明的做法，应该是这样做。But
don't expect that to happen.
不过这样，你不用去做梦，不会发生的。
All right, so we know in the millennium the Lord will rule the rod of iron, and that won't be a problem.
我们知道千禧年的时候神会在地上作王，那时候就不是问题了。
Until then, we have to endure this horrible mess that we see the race in because. Christ is not the king.
那么在千禧年之前，因为耶稣还不能在地上作王，我们就一直看到这些两下对立的事。So
it's a beautiful thing here to see what this new humanity represents.
所以这里我们看到这个新人，他所代表实在是件非常美好的事。There's
peace in every kind of situation and in regard a background.
不管是什么样的背景，什么环境里，你看到这里都有一个和睦。
In verse 16, that he might reconcile them both, that is, Jew and Gentile, in one body to God through the cross.
在这边说十六节，在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
And by that cross, God put to death the hostility and the enmity that has empowered these warring factions.
所以呢，就借着这个十字架，使神能够废掉这些目前在两个在作对征战的这两种人。
Every conflict would be resolved if there was an adequate apprehension of the cross.
这个地上所有的冲突都可以被解决，如果能够被基督所得着。
So let's move over to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们读第四章。
Ephesians 4. He's talking about the pagans and their lifestyle, which results in disastrous consequences.
他这里讲到说外邦人他们的存心跟行事。
He's warning Christians not to imitate the lifestyle of the pagans or the Gentiles.
所以他就警告基督徒说，你们行事不要再像外邦人。
And he mentions that in verses 17 through 19.
从十七到十九节。
And so, in contrast to imitating the life of the pagan Gentiles.
所以呢，跟这个生命这种生活相反的呢？
He says in verse 20.But you did not learn Christ in this way.
就是第二十节，你们学了基督就不是这样的。
There is a difference between learning about Christ and learning Christ.
学了基督跟怎么样来学习研究基督这件事，这中间有一点差别。
You see, in the Gospels before the resurrection, you could only learn about Christ.
在福音里面，在耶稣复活以前，你只能想办法来学习基督这个人。
Until the Holy Spirit was given,
等到圣灵来了以后
，no one could learn Christ.
在圣灵来以前是没有办法人可以真的是学了基督。
They could learn about him, but they could not learn him.
你可以去学习、去研究、去了解耶稣这个人，可是你没有办法活出耶稣这个人。
If you learn him, you participate in who he is.
所谓学了基督，就是你变成你就是行事为人，就是在耶稣所事的里边来行事。
If you learn him, you are being incorporated into who he is, and simultaneously, he's being incorporated into who you are.
所谓学了基督这件事情，就是讲到说，我们也是成为耶稣的一部分，耶稣也成为了我们一部分，这样。
So you do not learn a person, Christ, in this way, assuming indeed you have heard him.
所以呢，他讲的说，你们学了基督就不是这样。过去你们确实听过，听到他。
See, there's a difference between hearing him and hearing about him.
所谓听你们听过他，听到人讲到他，跟听到他说的话是两回事。
So when Brother Still was speaking, I was able to hear him.
所以呢，就好像那个刚刚Phil 弟兄跟我们讲到说，我真的能听到他的话，听见他说话。
And have been taught in union with him.
并且呢，也学了他的奥秘。
Just as
真理
truth is in Jesus.
领了他的教，学了他的真理。
You see, truth is in Jesus.
Yes.
看到没有，真理是在耶稣里头的。
How much truth do you have?
你里头有多少真理？
Well, from God's perspective, the only truth you have is that which can be seen in your life that represents Jesus.
照神来看哈，你的里头有多少真理，就是到底你面活出来的生活里头有多少是真的能代表耶稣的，那个是真理。
So hold your place here, and we're going to allow the Word of God to amplify what it means when Paul says that as the truth is in Jesus.
好，那我们不要忘了这个地方哈，我们再读另外结束的经节来看看到底他怎么解释所谓学了这个基督的真理这个意思。
We'll turn to the second epistle of John.
我们看约翰二书。
Now, I think we'll go to the third epistle because I think that's a little more succinct, and so let's go to the third epistle.
好，约翰三书讲的更为简洁有力。
And let's just read verses 3 and 4.
三四节。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我既见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大了。
And so if you, if you want to understand the truth that he's talking about, you need to put a capital T in front of truth in these passages.
所以这个地方他讲的是真理啊，你应该是要把它大写一下，因为他是讲一个很特别这个真理。
So notice what John says in verse 3.
第三节说。
I was very glad when brethren came and bore witness to your truth.
所以我很喜乐哈，因为有弟兄来。
The your is a possessive pronoun.
证明说你心里存的真理。这个你的心里。
This means truth that they now have and possess.
这意思就是讲到说，这个真理是在你里面的，你心里的。
This is not the truth about Jesus, but this is the truth as it is in Jesus.
所以这里这个真理不是讲到说，耶稣是真理这件事情，或者是关乎耶稣的真理。
Therefore, they own it. It's your their truth. Their your truth.
这里讲的是一个你心里面的那个真理。
And they bore witness to your truth. In other words, this kind of truth is communicable. It can be communicated.
就是这个你心里的真理啊，事实上是可以沟通给别人的，让别人可以看得见、明白的。
Not just cognitive information, but an actual way of life seen and communicated.
那这所讲的是显然不同是一种什么？你在那个头脑里面认知的某一种真理，乃是一种活出来并且可以表达给人，让人可以看见，甚至于说我来证明的。
So how much truth do you have?
所以你有多少心理的真理呢？
No more, no less than the truth that you're walking in.
就是你行事为人所显出来的那么多。
How are you walking in truth?
你到底是怎么样在真理来按真理而行？
In other words, he's very, very glad, not because they know a lot of truth, but the testimony of how they are walking.
所以人他说我的喜乐没有比这个更大，他不是说哦你们的头脑很大，你们懂很多真理，他所高兴的是他们这个按照真理而行。
And where do you find this truth?
所以你到哪里去找这个他们这个真理？
In Jesus.
在耶稣从他们生命里活出来。
A synonym for truth is reality.
所以呢，这个真理这个字呢，它有一个同义字，也就是好像一个事实，一个实际。
So if people are tired of religion, then they are ready to embrace reality.
所以呢，人呢，有些人他们对于宗教实在厌烦了，他们只想要找一个事实，一个实际。
So Jesus says, "I am the way, the reality, and the life."
所以耶稣说，我就是这条道路，还有我就是这个实际，还有我就是这个生命。
And then John makes this amazing statement, verse 4.
所以第四节呢，这个约翰说。
I have no greater joy than this, than to hear my children constantly going to Bible studies and learning the truth.
他说我听见我的儿女们呢，天到晚都去聚会查经，所以我喜乐没有比这更大的。
No, actually, it's just very simple, walking in the truth that they have learned.
完全不是哦，他讲的是说我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这更大的。
And remember that this truth is with a capital T.
记得这里讲的这个真理是一个大写的 T， 这也是大不一样的。
Okay, so verse 22, we're ready to go there.
我们再回去哈，以弗所二十二节的时候。
And so he says, since all truth is in Jesus, verse 22, that in reference to your former manner of life,
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
That you lay aside as an old worn-out garment.
这个旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
That old man in the singular.
所以呢，脱去这个旧人。
That old Adamic identity and nature.
就是这个旧人，过去你们跟这个旧人认同的。
Which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit.
那因为私欲的迷惑呢，一直在变坏。
And that you go on being renewed in the spirit of your mind.
那你们现在要继续不断的呢，把你的心智来改换一新。
That is, your spiritual union with Christ must be the governing realm of your mind.
所以呢，这个你跟耶稣这个联合啊，这件事情必须在你所有心思里面来做过。
Your mind must be brought into submission to the Spirit.
你要把你所有的心思跟你的心智都拿来顺服这个圣灵。
So it becomes the organ and instrument of the Spirit.
好像你的所有的心思成为圣灵的一个工具。
And that you put on the new man, the new humanity.
你要穿上这一个新人。
Christ is the head of this new humanity.
耶稣基督就是这个新人的头。
Because he's the second man, the Lord from heaven.
这就是这个从天上而来的所谓的第二个人。
This new humanity, by virtue of Jesus Christ being raised from the dead.
这个新人呢是按照基督他在死里复活。
Is in exact conformity to God's standards.
而这个新的这个新人的样子是完全照着神的形象。
You see, the margin says it is according to God.
这人是照着神的形象造的。
The term means in conformity to God's standard.
而这里呢，事实上另外有一个旁注，就是说这个呢，就是完全是照着神的形象，照神。
This new humanity of which the second man, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the head.
这一个新人是耶稣基督为首。
Is in perfect conformity to the standard of all that God is and requires.
它是照着神的形象，完全就是照神做的。
This new humanity has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
这个新人呢，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
This new humanity came into being when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
这个新人呢，在耶稣基督从死里复活的时候就开始产生了。
I'm intercalating and bringing in the rest of his writings into these sentences. I'm not adding to the word.
我现在讲的这些不是我自己加油添醋的，这真的就是他的话的一个总结。
Now let's look at a parallel statement.
那我再看另外有一个跟他类似的一句话。
In Colossians 3.
在哥罗西三章。
And then this should wrap up this particular segment.
那我就结束了。
And we will begin by reading in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9-11.
哥罗西三章第九到第十一节。不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这里面在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。再次不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、属提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
So he says, stop lying, present tense, stop lying to one another since you laid aside the old Adamic self.
所以他说啊，现在就不要再彼此说谎了，因为已经脱去旧人。
When did you do that?
你什么时候脱去旧人？
When you made public testimony that you died with Christ in his death.
就是在你受浸的时候，你公开宣告说我已经与基督同钉十架。
You made that public testimony when you were baptized.
就是你受浸，你就做了这个公开的见证。
This is the meaning of baptism.
受浸的意义就是这个。
It's an outward sign of a spiritual reality.
是一个属灵事实的一个外表的彰显。
That in union with Christ,
从那个时刻开始，你就与耶稣联合。
Our old Adamic identity has been laid aside and buried.
所以你的旧人跟你旧人所代表的一切呢，都死了，而是埋葬了。
And with it, all of its evil practices.
还有那些救人的一切的行为也都埋葬。
And coming out of that water,
从你水里出来的时候，
which is a picture of being united with Christ in his resurrection,
也就是一个与耶稣同联合在复活里面的一个表现。
And have put on the new humanity.
你那个时候就穿上了这个新人。
This new humanity is in the process of being renewed to a full knowledge.
这个新人呢，在知识上渐渐更新。
According to the image of the one who created him.
正如造他主的形象。
So in this new humanity, we see the image of God.
所以这个新人呢是什么样子？就是神的形象。
Because Christ is the image of the invisible God.
因为耶稣基督就是这个不可见的神的实际的彰显。
Now, this image is to be conformed and brought into full manifestation in the members of his body.
这个形象呢，就是一直不断的在改变，一直更新，一直到有他自己完满的一个彰显。
So the head and body there would be one completed image.
那时候呢，头和身体成为一个完全的形象。
And this new humanity is a created humanity through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个新人呢，是借着耶稣基督的复活而造成的。
Then verse 11 literally says where.
第十一节说。
In other words, in this new humanity,
在这里，这里是什么呢？就是在这个新人里面。
There does not exist.
在这里呢，不分
Greek or Jew.
不分希腊人或者是犹太人。
There are no racial distinctions.
所以没有什么各种种族的差别。
There are no national distinctions.
也没有国家的差别。
There's no such thing as a Chinese church.
这没有什么中国教会了。
There's the church in China.
中国的教会。
There's a church in America.
美国的教会。
But there's no such thing as an American church or a Chinese church.
就是教会呢，可能有在中国的，有在美国的，可是没有什么中国教会、美国教会的分别。
You see, there's neither Greek nor Jew.
在这里说没有犹太人跟希腊人的差别。
In the sphere of this new humanity, there's neither circumcised or uncircumcised.
在这新人里面也没有什么割礼不受割礼人的差别。
That is, there are no religious or ceremonial distinctions.
这意思就是说啊，在也这些宗教的仪式啊，已经就不再成为一个分别。
In the sphere of this new humanity, there does not exist barbarian or Scythian.
在这个新人里面也不会分出哪些人是化外人，就好像是野蛮人，或者哪些人是特别文明的人。
By the way, the barbarians were considered crude to the Greeks.
在希腊人看来啊，觉得这些化外人呢都是非常野蛮粗俗的。
The Greeks were crude to the Jews.
那么希腊人呢，按照犹太人眼里来看，觉得他们也是非常粗俗的。
But the crude of all crudes.
但是最最最粗俗的呢
？Were the Scythians.
就是这里的这个西古提人。
See, to the barbarians, the Scythians were crude.
就对野蛮人来讲的话，西古提人还是更野蛮。
And yet, in Christ, there does not exist.
那在基督里面，这些差别都没有了。
Any cultural distinctions?
所以呢，这种文化的差别也都不存在。
No matter how crude they are.
不管你所谓的多么的粗俗。
You may be an Indian Brahmin.
也许你是一个印第安人，很野蛮的。
Or a Dalit, which is a nobody.
或者是一个你什么都不是的那种人。
But if you come to Christ,
但是你如果信了主以后
，a Dalit may become your pastor.
这个非常野蛮的人，说不定就成了你的牧师了。
You who were formerly a Brahmin.
那你这过去自以为是非常文明的人。
In the sphere of this new humanity, there's neither slave nor free man.
在这个新人里面呢，也没有为奴和自主的差别。
There's no social caste.
所以呢，没有什么有些是好像在这个社会里面是被人所轻视的那种人。
This means functionally and practically, there would be absolutely no more caste system in India.
所以呢，就实际功用上来讲呢，在耶稣基督里面也就没有那些特别低等的那种层次。
In this new humanity, it's all gone.
在新人里面，所有这一切通通都不存在了。
But in the sphere of this new humanity, you know what does exist?
你知道在新人里面什么东西存在吗
？Christ.
基督。
As the all.
是一切。
He's everything.
Yes.
就是一切。
And it's God's purpose that this Christ be everything in you and me.
所以要记得神的心意，就是这个基督就在我们的里面，成为我们的一切。
And so we pray to the living God.
所以我们向这个有永生神祷告。
That through the foolishness of preaching.
借着我们这些所有的教导。
That this day God might save some.
但愿这些日子神能够在我们里面再重新救我们得生。
He may save us from the futile labor of trying to be holy or be a Christian out from the source of ourselves.
就我们脱离呢，想借着天然人来呈现的这些无用的行为。
That the Father would be pleased to reveal His Son in us.
但愿神是乐意把他的儿子显明启示在我们的里面。
That we might proclaim Him.
好像我们能够宣扬他的美德。
To Christians.
不但是像基督徒。
Who are tired and exhausted? Who are very tired and exhausted?
像那些非常觉得疲倦、已经是困顿的基督徒们，来宣扬这个美德。
Of trying to be a Christian.
对那些一直尝试想要做基督徒的人，来宣扬这个美德。
When the secret of being a Christian is Christ Himself.
要知道做基督徒的秘诀，就是在耶稣基督的里面。
For me to be living, Paul said.
保罗说：“我活着就是基督。”
Is a person.
这是一个活的人。
And his name is Christ.
就是活的这个基督这个人。
So may your may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿神基督的恩典。
And the love of God.
和神的爱。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵里面的交通。
Abide upon us and be with us.
常与我们同在。
As we continue on with you. As we continue with you, Lord.
与我们在我们继续与神同行的生活里。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。